Harris will answer the call on Lisa Brady, Fox News. The House now plans to vote as soon as tomorrow morning on the tentative rail deal that's been rejected by four unions as President Biden asks lawmakers to intervene.
I don't like going against the ability of unions to strike, but weighing the equities, we must avoid a strike.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi acknowledging some unions' lingering concerns about paid leave, but she calls the current proposal an improved situation. And Ian Jeffries, CEO of the Association of American Railroads, says future talks can return to that issue.
Our customers need certainty. The uncertainty is very destabilizing across the economy.
Eight unions had approved the deal, but others could strike next week, affecting a wide range of industries and goods. Pelosi spoke outside the White House, where President Biden had his first meeting since the midterms, with top congressional leaders from both parties. House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy, just back from a trip to Texas, says the president was asking about the southern border, and McCarthy invited him to make a joint trip.
It is a different situation now that it's become so bad that we need to have our own military embedded with the border agents to be able to be on a level competing with these cartels and what they have done. The control of our border is lost right now.
McCarthy repeating his call for the Homeland Security chief to resign and to investigate border issues when Republicans take control of the House in January. President Biden heading to Michigan, calling attention to an expanding computer chip plant as part of his continued argument that his economic plan is working. Walmart is now being sued over last week's mass shooting at a Virginia store. An employee who survived faulting the company for continuing to employ the gunman, arguing that supervisor had known propensities for violence, threats, and strange behavior. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
It's make or break day for Team USA at the World Cup in Qatar. They play Iran an hour from now.
If they win today's match against Iran, they'll move forward in the next group round. If they tie or lose, they'll pack their bags and head home. The U.S. has played Iran twice, losing in 1998 and tying in 2000.
Fox's Alex Hogan in Doha. Today's match has a backdrop of international pressure on Iran over its deadly response to recent mass protests. And it comes just a day after Iran called for the U.S. team to be expelled for changing Iran's flag on U.S. soccer's social media platforms to show support for the protesters. A stark warning from Britain's new prime minister about the response to protests in China.
The UK's new prime minister, Rishi Sunak, has said the, quote, golden era of UK-China relations is over, as is the, quote, naive idea that more trade with the West would lead to political reform in Beijing. Sunak also spoke of China as posing a, quote, systemic challenge to the West. Even with these words, he's being slammed both from the left and right in Britain for not being tough enough. This as China appears to have all but squelched the protest movement that had started to fan out across the country over the weekend.
Fox's Alex Amy Kellogg, rather. Those protests stemming from China's zero COVID policy is still leading to prolonged lockdowns 3 years into the pandemic. China launches the next phase of its effort to build its own space station. A rocket carrying three astronauts scheduled to complete that project, overlapping for several days, with the three-member crew already on board the station. The latest mission set to last for 6 months. A third and final module docked at that space station earlier this month, one of China's last steps in the effort to maintain a constant crewed presence in orbit. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.